Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Let me submit to you a situation, and you can think about whether it is real or something that I just dreamed up. As I'm sure you are aware, the United States is a member of the World Trade Organization, and as such, all members are required to live by certain trading rules. The WTO has found that our cotton program subsidies are in violation of those rules. We lost our last appeal to the WTO, and now our punishment is to see tariffs imposed on $1 billion worth of products that we sell to Brazil. Products including autos, wheat, fruits, electronics, on. And this is not a pretty picture. So the Obama administration sits down with Brazil to negotiate a solution. We offer to give the Brazilian cotton farmers $147 million. Yes, the U.S. taxpayers have agreed to pay Brazilian cotton farmers $147 million. And that means that you and I are bribing the Brazilian government to not impose those tariffs. Now, I said in the beginning that I might be just making this up, just kidding, but I'm not. It is true. And to add one more point, the Brazilian government is only willing to postpone their sanctions for 60 days while they decide if our bribe is adequate. And here's what I say. If our cotton program is out of compliance with the WTO, fix it. Senator Lugar of Indiana has all of this right. He is prepared to introduce legislation to fix a problem. I don't think that we will fix it. We just throw money at everything, as if we had a lot of extra cash. Of course, silly me, I should have realized this is an election year. Cutting cotton subsidies would be politically painful. But all the Congress administration want to do is spend money. Ducking our trade responsibilities is not new. We don't allow Mexican trucks to haul cargo into the United States, even though the North American Free Trade Agreement gives them that right. And now we suffer trade retaliation from Mexico because we can't follow the rules. Well, maybe we can figure a way to bribe Mexico too. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and part.